gets himself the sugya of koach nefesh, mekort mechal Shabbos, the machshiv person's life. We have seven of them sukkim, kmoz maskonis, chaybem. I'm telling you, even in case of a sopik, we have a mitzvah nechiv to mechal Shabbos. To go now through sif by sif, what it says in the siman shikotes. First sif, mechal break down three different halachas. First, over koach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. That's the words of the Mishnah. Chosav koach nefesh doicha Shabbos. The second thing, Hazar, is Hazar Meshubach. That's the words of the Braisa and that Pedalum Bays. The third thing, even in that case, you have a delay on the Chotzer Cheres, you put out the fire before it even gets there. The first shot, when the Gemara brings down the case of Chotzer Cheres, that's what Gemara says, Hazar is Hazar Meshubach. I'm going to tell you four different cases. To be most of you, they have a person has the right to go to. Gemara had the first case of a Tinnik that fell into the Yam, even though they got fish with it. The second case when the tinnik fell to the bar. And the third case, Gemara says, the case where their door was locked put in the tinnik. The last case of the Gemara is the case of Delaikal. So, Chor, we have the first three cases. So, the sim beforehand, which we didn't not get to yet, the sim Shin Chav Ches, the sim Gimel, the bring down the Mechaba, the one of the cases, and the second bring down the other two cases. The Chor, again, the reason why it's in two different simonim, these four cases in the Gemara, is really, again, where is the Sekhona coming from? The case of the tinnik, the front of the Yam, the tinnik has the problem. The case where he's inside the bar, the tinnik has a problem. He's locked inside the door, he has this wonderful imagination, he's very afraid. But the case of Delaikla, which is our simu, there's a case of an outside factor over here, the things are causing it to happen to the person, that's really our simu over here, where an army is coming, or a Delaikla is coming, that's why we have over here, brought down the loch and simu and shinchot test, the loch of a Delaikla, they go put out the fire before it gets to you. Now, you put out the fire, then Rashi brings down the case where you might have a zokin or a cotton, can't take them out. It's a case of chash koch nefesh. There's a shayla among the achrenim. What's the loch? Is it better to go put out the fire? Was it better to go take out the person, the child of the zokin, to shesurabim? So come among the mogavam, he says, it's better to do a case of kivoy. Why? It's a mlochosh ein tzrich legufoy. From a chokin of Huda and of Shimon. We pass like of Shimon, mlochosh ein tzrich legufoy is only drabonon. It's better to be even only drabonon. Not be even as a deraisa. Atzad Hasheni, the Chayodom, you get the Bavut Be'ikri Paskin, that with big tumult, what they get of Rishus Rabbim is. And this Macholik Sbi Alokha brings down in Hilchos Erevin, Macholik is I think 11 Rishonim versus 11 Rishonim, if together is 600,000 people or not. And therefore, the Alokha, they want to tie in the Be'ikri Paskin, of Janam 600,000 people, as a case of Karam, as a case of Rabbonim. And Bekolius, in general, usually we never have a case of a real Rishus Rabbim Lekola Deis. Therefore, says the Chai Adam, it's better for a person to go take out two Rishus Rabbim and not do a case of Locho Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. Number one, could a case of Locho Shein Tzrich L'Gufay according to Behuda Yechayim. Second of all, Locho Shein Tzrich L'Gufay is the most chumbad dikid Rabbim, the more makna for it. And therefore, he says we should better do a case of Aitzal versus the case of Kivoy. And that's the Mishmur Mizan that you see this over here, the Mogavon versus the Chai Adam. Now, there are side questions that Achrenim do discuss. Taking out a child. Is that a case of Mlocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay or not? Sounds like the Magarvam is Tzrich L'Gufay. The Yavitz wants to argue in Kulam Mlocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, like being Moitzi Meis over here. But Shal in the Kulam of what defines Mlocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay. By the point out, it says a case over here of a cotton, who are, if the case of a cotton is old enough to Chai Neshet Atzmai, we have the Loch already in Hilchos Mukso, the Simon Shin Ches Nifim Aleph, the Chai Neshet Atzmai to carry out only in case of the Abadim. If so, look for a case of Aitzel would be maybe better than doing Mlocha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, which according to Gudiya case of Chayim. So it must mean over here, the case of a cotton means someone who cannot walk, which is a Chiddush, because the Pesach cannot say case of a Tinnik, says the words of a cotton. Find our side issues over here, but my story, my colleagues, is what to go to. Practically, the Swarm Seib is Manazah. We already have the Loch and Simon Shin Lam Adalad, by case of Delayko. We learned it at the end of last winter's month, that the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Ma himself brings down that usually when we have a Delaika, the Chashash Koch Nefesh, either way out the brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, because the Goyim will see there's a fire and it'll lead to a Matzav of Sakono, or Mitzad, there are usually people around, and therefore lead to a Matzav of Sakono, and Mishnah says the swarm coming from the Chaznish, and afterwards, Bezman Azeh, the buildings are stuck together, Ushutepet, a lot of people are around, there are apartments, one apartment goes to another apartment, and especially we have electric fires, and the fires can't go through the electricity one to another. Therefore, Bezman Azeh, when you see a fire, the loch is you go call a fire department, make sure they put out the fire, we are Mechal Shabbos, do whatever you can to make sure the fire goes out. Now, of course, if it's very small, that you can take care of yourself, No problem. You put water around it to do a case of a grumo. If a candle falls on the table, everyone knows the luck of you pick up the candle, make sure the fire does not start. There are two reasons exactly why. Well, if Vlad, if you can take care of it, you take care of it. But in the, you can't. You're not seeing a fire. What do you go do? You call a, you take care of it, you do a lot of the raisa, because it will always nichol and get up as manazem miyuchod, a kshash koch nefesh, and therefore hazor is haizem mishubach. Even in stone buildings, because first in the building itself, a lot of people, they can go through the building, and again, electric wires. Again, my shul burned down due to the electric wire. So, it is. Well, it's stone, but the wires are through the wall, and therefore it can go through it. Again, it's less of a chance going through, but the chash, certainly a chash, maybe a chash rochok, and therefore the maestro can be machma for that and do an act of koch nefesh, be machma in the chaim of a person. Sefez is be mamchul the sugya in Yuma on Pei Dalet. The Gemara brings down from Shmuel in Holchan Acharoyev. The Gemara has a kashu of a brayso that says Holchan Acharoyev. The Gemara answers Ha Mitzosai Ha Kulay. Now just the kids what comes out, first you have to know what the klal is called Kabur Kamekza Mekza and called the Parsh Mu Parsh, and now this is the exception to the klal. The klal, everyone knows from Ksubas, that says Vav, everyone learned it. The Gemara brings down that we have Pasuk V'Arvloi V'Kamloi. A Pasuk that when you throw a rock into a group of 10 people, 9 of them are Jews, or 9 of them are Goyim, one of them is the other one's a Jew. The halacha is, we do not say the klal of Lecha Acharoi, when the case of a Kriya is called Kabur Kamekza Mekza. And the Gemara brings down the case in the Geir to whether you have 10 stores, 9 are trade, 1 are kosher. The Gemara brings down whether the Geir to Tumah, you have 9 things in the Torah, 1 case of a Sheretz over here, a case in the Geir to Ritzicha. The Gemara says, does not make a difference whether it's Tumah, Ritzicha, stores, whether it's Lakula or Lakumra also does not make a difference. The Klal of Kviyas, called Kavua, Kamekta, Mechza. Therefore, the Klal is not where we're going to be Machmer. The Klal is called Kavua, Kamekta, Mechza. Meaning, for example, the Gemara says, you have Tumah, you're not sure there are 10 pieces over here, 9 in the Torah, 1 in the Tomei. The Loch is in Rishus Yachid, as the get of a Kriyas. Sub Tumah Rishus Yachid, Loch is Tomei. Therefore, if you have 9 in the Torah here, you'll be Tomei. You have the same 9 in the Torah, 1 in the Tomei, Rishus Yachid, in case of a Kriyas. The Loch is called Kavu Kamekta Mekta is a Safik. Once it's Safik, Sub Tumah Rishus Yachid, the Loch is going to be Lakula. The Loch is a Kriyas is a Safik. Now, again, with this Kolam. Therefore, the same thing, let's say you buy a kli from a store, not sure neither chiyuv tefillah or not. So, if you bought it from a store that the kli is metal is deraisa, not sure which store you bought it from, 9 stores in my store have kelim that need tefillah, 1 does not need tefillah, the loch is a sophic, by tefillah, by kelim, by a metakas, you have to go table it. If you bought glass, which is drabonon, you're not sure which store you bought it from, and together with kviyas, there'll be some drabonon kula. So, you have a klal, when you have a mokim kviyas, 10 stores, 10 pieces, or kudoyma, kol kavur kamechza mechza. Mashenkin, let's say it's not bekvias, you found it parish, I mean, you have 10 stores in front of you. You put one of the stores, you put it in the mokum kavur. Therefore, the klal is kol kavur kamechza mechza. A piece of strafe, deraisa, sabdraisa lachumu, piece of strafe, drabonon, sabdrabonon kula. In case you're walking in the street, you find a piece in the street. In case it's hefker, you want to pick it up and eat it. Then you found the parish. We have a pasuk lecha haroi by bezin that tells you, kol the parish, muba parish. What's the halach in that case? You go after Roy. If 9 stores sell kosher meat, the halach is a piece of meat is kosher. Go ahead, go eat it. 9 stores go sell treif meat. The meat that you find in the street, Lamai says treif. So again, we have a clown first with Clolius that when you buy the mokum kviyas, we go after the kvur, always has a get of suffix. Mashenkin, you find in the mokum of a parish, then with the halach is lecha chai roiv. Whatever the roiv is, that's what we follow. Building upon this, come along now, the Gemara says that we have a klal of Lecha Acharoyiv, but it says Shmuel in Holchan Acharoyiv. In fact, the Gemara we see we have a brayso Lecha Acharoyiv. The Gemara in Mechal, Chomek Tzatzai Har Kuloi. Now the Machlok Tzushenim, which one is the exception to the rule? Again, we are saying by Kork Nefesh, we will not follow the rule of Lecha Acharoyiv. The Gemara says it depends on Mek Tzatzai or Kuloi. Which one are we referring to? Where Rashi understands, Rashi says when everyone leaves from one chotzer goes out, in that case, since we know it's chazik that everyone went through over here, in that case, we will not say the klal lecha chayroiv. When everyone leaves, we will not say the regular klal. We give it a gedar kviyas. Tesis goes to the same mahalach, he's moisif. They went through this chotz over here, the second chotz, then they left. Most of them left. But again, the case over here is when everyone leaves, it's chazik, they went through this area over here, then we will not say lecha chayroiv. Tzad Hasheni, the Beis Yosef brings down Pshat and the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, not the way the Halacha carried. When Mikzas leaves, then we will not say the Klal of Lecha Acharoiv. Why? Because when the Mikzas leaves, they're still attached to the ritual Kvias, and they're associated with it. And just like the ritual Kvias had a Gerda Kvua Kol Kvok Mechla Mechla, and therefore Sub Koch Nefesh Lachol, therefore also the Pirush that came out is associated with the Kvias that came from, and therefore the Gerda Kvias. Mashenk is something left, and it has no Kvias right now. Therefore, everyone left will not have will go back to Lachol of Lecha Acharoiv. Two different sheets over here. Look, Lamais, the Mechab brings down the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, Kedakri, it follows all three. When it's Mitzosai, the Lacha is, again, we would not say the Klal, we would say the Klal called the Parish Mura Parish. Mashengen Kulai, the other way around, we won't say the Klal. Mashengen Kulai, the Lacha is, in that case, we would not say called the Parish. We would say called the Parish. That's first what it says over here. Now, with Makar for this, Kamlung the Mishibur, an example, Toysvis, that again, we have a klal in general, and lecha acharoiv. Kzeis a kosev or kol kavua, otherwise we call lecha acharoiv. Come on, Mishmur and says in Taisvus, the record we say napa lecha acharoiv. It's a pasuk b'chay b'hem. We mentioned yesterday b'chay b'hem is a heter for the case of a suffik, just like the case of vatid b'chal Shabbos. Here also, the idea of lecha acharoiv is what we're assuming something, but maybe not. Maybe it's one of 10 chance. L'maita, the case of it is here, not a case of a guy. Therefore, the pasuk of the chayvim is coming to tell you, even the chashash rochel, being 99% of the chance it might be a guy, or 90% of the chance of a guy, it might be a ziyad. So, al tatsav, the chayvim says we did not follow the klal of lecha acharoiv. Each region on its own mahalach, whether it's miktsatsai kulai. If that's so, in fact, the shayati, according to the Pirmei Gadim, once you have a pasuk of the chayvim says you did not follow the klal of lecha acharoiv, why do we follow in one case yes and one case no? That means Mitzotza and Kula Gemara says one time yes, one time no. Achlut Yishenim, which one yes, which one no. Why is that so? That once you have a pasuk of a chaybem, you shouldn't follow at all, never. Let's always be choishish. The case of Mitzotza, let's be choishish. The case of Kula, let's be choishish. The chaybem, even the case of a suffolk over here. Now, the Maestro of Shavua does not answer it. Prim Gon does not answer this question. If you want, Barichis, the Shai Yosher, Shemeshkop, and Shai Dalla, Perke Gimel, he starts over this Prim Gon, he says it's Shrek. Kash over here. He has a whole type parak trying to answer each region, each one of on mahalach. Just easier way to answer, very simple, like the Chutshani says, that Chazal Mukubal Makabal is Psak, this and Hoga, this Psha and the Pasak. Just easier way, that's the thing Shimon. Once he a mahalach by Riches in Lomdis, you can see Shimon how to answer this question.
But the other cases in the Mishnah, when it says Suffolk Chai, Suffolk Chai, Suffolk Chai, you don't say that. You any minute Suffolk, right? So you see that in this case, by the Pasak of the Chai. To say that that's what Chazal meant, that
we go
back to the
Rosh. How do you answer? That's Kabbalah.
Other case, the Kabbalah.
Right, that's the Kasha, right, that's the question. But we have a Kabbalah, Dafka, and Lecha Acharoiv in this case. That's an easy way of answering it.
Kabbalah.
That's the Messiah we have. That's the Messiah that we have. How in the world are a Messiah among the Rishonim going one way, one way, the other way? That's an interesting question to negate the Messiah in general.
Messiah with Dafka in this case?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not in any other
subject? Gedesh Chazal Kibla V'Kvo. That's what I'm makabel. Now, once we have this halacha of a chaybem that we're, by case of a suffix, a personal maisa is going to be machbe, we don't call it poshach acharoi, therefore that's halacha because Kim will be mamshach over here, and therefore, in case you have numerous strikers, kama strikers, still the halacha is a person will be mechal Shabbos. The machabah says, the Gemara, the Mishnah says three different cases, whether it's a case of suffix chay or suffix meis. Whether a case of Suffolk was there or was not there, a case of Suffolk Goy or Suffolk Yisrael, even Kamas Vegas, the Maisim Mechal Shabbos. Now, if that's so, you really have to ask and answer what's Peshat in the Mishnah of that case when you have a Kelev Shaito, that bit of person, partial case of rabies. Over there, the Shash of the Koch Nefesh says the Mishnah, can you give them a Chotzer Kovet? Can you give them a Yeseris Kovet, the lobe of the liver, to go eat? So the Mishnah has Machlokes of Shimon. Of the Master and Choresh, and the opponent, if you go do it. The Chomes and the Maestri can't, but Master and Choresh is the Maestri can. What's the Machlaikis? What is you say the Machlaikis? The two main Mahalka among the Rishonim. One is that there's a Rambam Pshat and Pirsh Mishnayis, but they want to tie in the Choma hold. It could be or maybe works. However, it's not a Refuah Derech Tivis, it's only a Refuah Derech Segula. There's no reason why eating the lobe of the liver of this animal should really work. It's a school of thing. It works in the metaphysics, maybe. And therefore, things are built upon skula. We have no right to mechal Shabbos or to eat a Yom Kippur. Why? It's not a real Tevatic thing. Building upon that, Mahalakhi Ramam says, that's Machlokes Rabban on the verse of Masya ben Choresh. He said, we did not pass like a Masya. And therefore, anything negated, before school, you have no right to mechal Shabbos to eat negated trait. Now, if that's so, let's take one case. Could a person have a right to mechal Shabbos to go send, let's say, a letter, a fiddle to the rabbi to go daven for him? Meister, rabbi davens, can heal the person. The rabbi's a rabbi. So, can you mechal Shabbos, or is this nichol together for a skula, and therefore be, for the rabbi would be a problem? So, first question. Do you have to ask a person to daven for you in general? Is there a makar to go get rabbis to go give fiddles? Is there a makar at all in general? So, that's the first, before Shalokha and Yeroteya, and Simon Shinlam, and hey, come along to Ramah, Losh Yesh Ermin, brings down the Muk Yosef. His words are that Yelech Eitzel Chokhom Shabir Shivak Shlov Rachman. Avada, Pia the Muk Yosef, Sukhim Babasro, Avada, we go ask a Rab Shabir, why not Kavir Yeshlotin, Harkineski Zibnei Brak. But the words in the Ramah is Beir, go ask him to go down for you. That's a local. And the Moshe, the Eskim and Shuvan Archaim Chelekei, the Maisa, how do we pass against Yesh Ermin? He said, Avada, Shkain Shichim Lassois. He says, what defines a chokhom? He says, each one of each star. He says, lav daf mitanoim, in zima maroim, each one of each star, yavada, you have a mitzvah, to go, if I'm going to go down for you. Once we know there's a mitzvah, which the chassidim take on, midinoi, and I know why some people will lift are more lax about it, but avada, we have to worry about this again. Lachon shulchan aruch. Can a person now be mechal Shabbos to do any yisur, mitzvah this Indian, to ask a person to go down for you? There was a mitzvah in Tov Kuf Tzadik Vov, 1836, that there was a person, the Belzal Chosid was very sick on Shabbos. So the Rav of the town told this person to go tell a goy to write down your name and your mother's name, and go send this letter through a yid on a horse of a yid to the Belzal Rebbe in the city of Brod. So just go down for you. Why show you? Told the person to go write down a kvittel through a goy. It was sent through a yid on a horse of yid. It went Gimel Parsois, which was Kum of Deraisa. It fell to the rabbi to go daven for him. Kvittel. The question is, was that correct or not? The bayah, the Belzer Rebbe was abroad, but the rabbi abroad was Shlomo Kluger. That was the problem. He found out about this, Shlomo Kluger. He said, Yishrei Chai B'chayim is Mechal Shabbos, he cannot do Oyvi Yisum Deraisa, not Yisum Derapon over here. And therefore, the Rav has to get up and pass this way, Barab and say he made a mistake. And if not, all his heroes are Chaticha di Yisuro, and he cannot listen to anything he says. And please tell me who exactly this Rav is, because therefore I can be ready for my whole entire life. I won't put any Shein la'ena, Yisumim Achapoy. I'll be mamash ready for him, make sure the owner never listens to him, and make sure he's plays on his psak. Well, my son also. You have different rayas. One raya says, I was sick of Pegimel, Mishnah. The Rav verse of Masno. Anything that's a refuah skula, what's halacha? We passing it not be even an iser refuah skula. For a kvittel, it works maybe terrifically. I'm not arguing the point if it works or doesn't work. On my refuah skula, you have no right to mechal Shabbos for it. We mentioned yesterday, a possible rabbi, you have mitzvah to murava person, a daf gali de derech hateva. Who says you have a chiyav or a right to even an iser to murava de skula? And therefore, there are those who passing them Shalom Kluger, Ramosh and Shuvah about this, Minchas Yitzchok, Avozno, Vyashiv, Chutshani, they passing them, Maisi have no right to Murach a person, are they for a school law? They do ask. If so, we have a Sugil of Kameyas, wearing a Kameyas on Shabbos, how can you wear it? So the Advaz answers, we're talking about wearing a Kameyas, it's a Derech Malbush, Derech Takshit, and that's why the Maisi have a right to go wear it. Asad Hasheni, the Chidon says that Rishon is discussing wearing a kameo. What about writing a kameo on Shabbos? Can you write a kameo? So he brings down the Pashto of the Rambam against the Fourth School. You have no right to write it. However, he brings down the Fourth Ramban and the Rashbub and the Peretz. He's telling them exactly where they are. But he brings down a few different Rishon that says clearly you have a right to go write a kameo. And then if we want to tiny the Ramban and the Rashbub and the Peretz, argue on this Rambam. It says the Fourth School of the Maisi have a right to go write a kamei, which is a full school on Shabbos, for the same idea concept like case of a kvittel. Well, they point out, look at the sugyon pehema beis, one of the psukim to mechal Shabbos is a case of milo. They write to mechal Shabbos. Says Rashi, why? Rashi explains, because if you do not do milo, then what? Then the person will get chorus. Point out the pesukei tshuva yoshon, shan Rashi. That means he's doing milo not to get chorus. that the chura is the same concept like refuah skuli. You're getting, doing mila not to get karis. That's not a tevedic idea over here. Karis is going to die because of it. So you actually do mila not to get karis. One time before Shirashi, but only being on Nachar Rashi, it's time of Chalfa based on Shabbos. Rashi will be in his class, can you bring a command to the Beis HaKisei? Shalva is to bring a command to the Beis HaKisei, Jabon, the Reiso. Rashi said, the Maisim Mota, after the Sugyo, of the Koch Nefesh. But only being on Toysus, you mentioned yesterday, Toysus said, and after Yidal of Beis Mometzio, you have a right by Elio and Novi, to Mintame, to Benetzav Hatit, Mintal the Sugyo of Tchias HaMeisim. Rashi's idea of doing the Pula of Tchias HaMeisim is not a refuativist. In the category of Fuah Skulo. What exactly did it say the same in Farish? I'm not sure what he did exactly. Who is not a Tevatic thing? And therefore, again, they want to bring down the Isim Chaim Kanievsky. What's Pshan Taisvis? So Chaim said, no, why are you arguing the Rambam? Actually, Rambam holds that Fuah Skulo is Mutter. Osir, and Maisa Taisvis, Maisa is Mutter. He argues. Why they point out Nocha Taisvis and says the reason why a person Lala do a Tainis Chaloim on Shabbos, I'm a Vatal Din of Einig on Shabbos. Why mitzad? You're afraid that it might lead to matzah koch nefesh, and therefore the tainus chaloyim a person can do on Shabbos is not in the koch nefesh. For tainus chaloyim again, nichol get a full schooling. For tana lochla ma'aseh by the mogav rom kuf chav ches. That's the reason why you're allowed to do tainus chaloyim. Taisus malach. That's another malach. Again, that's different. The two reasons I said. That's what Taisus says. Tana koch nefesh. So his reason, not the other reason.
Emotionally.
But we'll get that. The Meister, they point out, true, there might be a Rambam. The Meister, the Ramban, there's Raj, could have been a parrot, there's Taisus, there's Rashi. But other Rishonim seem to say, they're full school, you have a right to Michal Shabbos for it. Do you assume for it? Elamai, you might tell me, maybe a Barachal might be different. Barachal or Rambam might be different. So there's a true by the Ramshik that he writes, if someone wants to write a telegram to the Baal Yismach Moshe on Shabbos, someone told me not allowed to. Now the Mamshik said, Tamluk Sam Soifer, and he said, what do you mean? Why not? Koch Nefesh, a body allowed to write a telegram to Yismach Moshe, go down with a telegram with a person, a critical go down for a person. And they point out that Mamshik Sam Soifer also negates this Indian over here, that he writes that a person who got very sick, the way to heal the person was to put his hand on the oral of a guy, on the tummy, where he was a kohen, and put his hand on this guy who was the oral, and to metam himself, and therefore be somehow wrap himself. Sam Soifer, the Maaseh of Koch Nefesh, Koch Nefesh. The Mamshik says, the Maaseh, we follow this Malach. But if you want, the Alichus like Grach with Brisk, they ask him, could you go write a letter to the Rebbe? Or anybody, a Brocha on Shabbos, on Koch Nefesh, he said, yeah. So Chaim with Brisk this way, Mamshik this way, Sam Soifer this way, come from Shem this way. The Maaseh seem to disagree with this point. It could be that she just a Rambam. It's Machlokes HaPoskim, what to go do? Now, I once heard Rav Reuven Berach 10 years ago mention in Shia that Avado, you have no right to Michal Shabbos, mitzad the sugya of Pekoch Nefesh during Refuah Skuli. So I told him, Lechora, the Numus Yishonim against him, Paiskim against him, went over to him. He told me, I'm a Pelo, it's a Rambam, Porsche, Pierce, Mishnayas. I told him, you're a Pelo, you know, Numus Yishonim was Paiskim. I said, why, Lechora, some Pekoch Nefesh Lahokal. There's a safer Kolvoi. The right, he brings down the Rambam, brings down the Haber Cholkim against him. He ends off on this, I think, Shlom Kugger. He says, Pelopli also. How in the world you're shrying Chayim Mikhaim against it? Mamash Pelopli also, Lechor Yishvera. How in the world could a person be Machmer, Mitzalasuk of Koch Nefesh, Maitz of Koch Nefesh, Nubish Yishen, or Paiskim over here, Mekel? So there is a big Mavucha among the Paiskim, what to go to. What the Nahogi is, Yishlodin Yishlein. Most times, man, is there any way you can do it through a case of the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon, the Lapas, who do want to be Mekel, even in the case of the Rabbanon, Gam, Shalom Kugan, not seem to go this way. Now that's simple. Yish Lotim. However, there are two svaras that could be even agrees with myself be Mutter. One is, the Rabbi writes in the case of a Kameo, if you write a Kameo on Shabbos, and Shuvan, Chelik Dal, and Sim Kuf, and Malach, he writes, Maisel, let's say a person thinks he needs a Kameo, and to calm him down, you give him a Kameo. The Suve Daite, the Sugi that Ilm started yesterday, the Sugi of Yaled, the Sim Shalamit. Can you do things that have no shaykhs to the end of Refuah just to calm a person's daf down? Says Rashbi, you can write it as the Suve Daite. Just like you see by Isha putting on the light. There's no shaykhs to the pool at all of being rapper if you did a Vadila put on the light. It's time just to calm her down. And therefore, we'll see, we'll get the Sugi of Yaled. We seem to have numerous coolest to get to the Yisidim of the Suve Daite. Kamal Rajman says the same deal, a Suve Daite. Therefore, come out, if let's say the person this Chosta needs, or even a Litvak needs to go and send a letter to Chaim, if not, he'll be Mamish Oy, I've had to see my diet. No one can argue that point. That's, even if it's, you're wrong, it's not a forced tivis, you need a forced look at Amichal Shabbos, but it's not worth endless suvay taitai. That's all. Force your argument that way. Bezes, there's a chidon, Simon Shin Aleph, he discusses the Maisa. Let's say in the cases also to go to. But Maisa, at the end of the day, a person was healed. Maisa, you have a davin. Maisa got saved. Is he Maisa, is he over the Isser or not? Kamal Khidan says, mentioned already again this man before him, the winter's man, that we have a sugya in Menachas of Samakdala, the Gemara brings down Machloikis over there. If you find a tinnik that's drowning the river, similar sugya to Basim in Yuma, and the person wants to send his net into the water, go get fish. And what happens? He picks up his net, and lo and behold, there's a tinnik inside. So he had a kavan going to an Issa of Tzedo, he did an act of Koch Nefesh, he finds him in a tinnik and fish, he even got both inside. The Ram said, "Go basa ma'isa aslinon." Grab the ma'isa, the act of koch nefesh. At the end of the day, you saved a person. The Ivakon, the Ram, the ma'isa, not even an iser. Now that's the case that kavana mamish for iser. Here, the person kavana for even heter. It might be the pula was also sent to the letter to the rabbi. The ksiv over here, he went on the tchum over here. But at the end of the day, if it healed the person, says the chidol the ma'isa, it will be an act of koch nefesh. You saved a person. Sekol Soif, you're not over the Isser. Therefore, the Masham, when he brings down this Maisa with the Shlom Kluger, he said the letter got to the Belzer Rebbe, and the Belzer Rebbe said, Echlam, what the guy did was wrong. But now, I'm free to go down for him and go heal him. Why? Because then it won't be over the Isser if Chil Shabbos Mafreya. And Masham ends off, we can't even this Rapha of Maisa, the Chos was healed, and therefore, the Mafreya was not over the Isser of Koch Nefesh. So it comes along that, again, even on the Tzad, before school is Osir, there are two Aterim out there. One is the Maisa Aleph that the Suvi Dati Lava Heter. Second is if a guy didn't be the Yavid, the better the Bracha or the Kvit will better work. And they'll save it also my prayer, it's not a Sugi of Koch Nevesh.
Why is it, if they
saved
his life, so why is it wrong?
It was, that'd be in my prayer.
No, but it's a suffix, so why? Here's a suffix, it works, right? It could work, so why?
Again, the Rambam was saying anything that could work only say by Derech HaTeva, not in Yonei Skula. That's Rambam Shito. Although Rishonim argue, that's the question over here. Do we have this din only by Derech HaTeva or even things that are Skulas? We're going to get the two Pshat of the Mishnah. This is one Pshat. Now we get the other Pshat. Two Pshat. This is the Rambam's Pshat. Kor Rashi and different Pshat. The Shittos, the Rashi is for Skula's Motor. So here was Kavona for Mitzvah and end up being Koch Nefesh. The two questions. Kavona for Chazan Eitzle, a lot of places more time is Dafka Tzle, not Mitzvah. There's a Shiloh example. Say a person speaks Lashon Hara, they did not know. I'm asking you Lashon Hara about a Shidduch. You do not know I'm asking about a Shidduch. The Talis. You say over Lashon Hara. Are you over Kavona for Chazan Eitzle? So says the Chof Chaim, yes you are. Says others, your Shtrumach says no, because my son day was a mitzvah, you have a chiv to go tell me. So is Machlokes, Dola Achorim, Shtrumach has numerous right, is others. There's a question, Kvonim has an 8th class heter, what happens if you ate mitzvah? And here it's also a little bit different, he had Kvonim for heter, except he did not know his heter was Isser. And then ended up being heter. So here's another reason to be medical. Fine, again, that's one Malach in the Mishnah. However, Negev does the second Malach in the Mishnah. We have Rashi, come on, he says, Atati said Machlokes by eating this Chatzar Kavod over here, this lobe of the liver. Machlokes over here is, the case over here is a Fur Gemurah or not. Rashi says the Choma held was not a Fur Gemurah. Masha Enkin, Ramanasi held was a Fur Gemurah. Now, how in the world does Machlokes and Metzias work one with Megal upon another? I'm not sure how exactly to answer that. But the question really is that the Choma held is not a Fur Gemurah, Klal. The Maisa, it sounds like that if it would be it is a suffix in the Fur Gemurah. It's just not, we're not sure 100% of it is, but it might be. It might work, it might not work. It might lift the person's life, it might not. Kim Lul Chomin says, the Maisa, you cannot go eat this Chatz HaKoved. Shimon says, no, the Maisa can. Why? The Maisa, we just said in Siv Gimel, all Sveikis, a person Mekel, the Chai Behem. The words of Rashi sound like over here. That there's not a Fur Gemurah, that we're Masufik is a Fur Gemurah or not, well, the luck should be a Sufik. Let a person go eat it. So the Maram ben Chaviv, when he uses kasha, he wants to answer and say, switch the words of Rashi. It's not refuah gemura klal. It takes out the words and he wants to tighten the drop the word klal. It's not refuah gemura at all. And Rashi Menashe holds it's a little bit. Forget the simple reading of Rashi is that Rashi is saying the Choma saying we don't know for sure it works. It might work. Rashi Menashe says that's enough. He said, no, switch the words. Rashi said, look at the Ran when quotes over Rashi. And no, the way Rashi is saying over the Chum is saying, it's not a refuah at all. We know it doesn't work. We have no tzad it works. Do not think it works. We don't think any reason it works. I think of the word klal, I think of that. And the Shimon Masi holds, no, that mice itself is enough. It's not a refuah gemura. That's it. It's not a refuah gemura. It doesn't work. No, so it doesn't work. We have no reason to assume it works. Maybe we do have reason to assume it works. We have no reason to assume it works. And he's a suffix. He's a suffix. So again, that I said before, I'm not sure I answered that question. Now, it wasn't when he went down Shuvah, he said before that that's Ekmalachi, right? So three different times, like Maram and Chavir, and Taisha Yom Kippurim, that's Malachavir. And the Rabbanah holds Maisa is not a refuah at all. It might be a little bit schwer because the exact words that are brought down by Rashi in your four more klal is brought down by Rim Lunil, the Rav Mishnayis, the Pnei Moshe, the Korban Eda, on the Yishalmi, they bring down the same words. So the Izzar Advazi is the same exact question. He also wants to know that he wants to say there's a chilek where the Suffolk is. If it's the Vadi Rafur, we're not sure if he's there, it'll still help him. If he's not sure if he's alive or dead, you pick up the building, if he's alive, it'll save him. That means the Vadi. But sometimes the Suffolk in the medicine, once Taina sounds like it didn't do Rabbanah, because that will machman suffolk him a medicine. Why? Because you start being makel and suffolk medicine, give it over to the Mainam, they'll come and lead to Chol Shabbos, they'll come lead to eating Trum, things that are Tomei, things that have no chance of working at all, the Mainam will start being very lax about it. Therefore, since it's a suffolk in medicine, the Maisa will be machmer, which is a Chiddush, the Maisa is a Vachaybem. Sounds like the Chom came along and said, Sheva Taisa, not to worry about the get of Vachaybem. Chiddush. Very sure. A third Malach I see that Tzitzliyazi, he wants to answer. No, the Rashi means the Enir Fuh Gmur Klal, meaning it's the Fuh Eskulis. It means the Ramah of Pshat. Which also very sure, not the words of Rashi. But oh, you mentioned before, and Rashi sounds like by Fuh Eskulis, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos. The right again to bring down the case of Milo, he allowed on Shabbos, Mechal Koriz. Or bringing a Kameh into the base like Giziat Kork Lefesh. Sounds like Rashi did not hold this idea that Fuh Eskulis, you do have a right to Mechal Shabbos. So.
He considers that more than a
four schoolists, yeah, again, the Ram clearly holds that way, right? Four schoolists that we don't do.
No, but the thing
is
actually being made on the school, but he's being on the
no, that's the kashuvia, that's the question. So I said over three Malchim, very sure, the Maisel get back this Ha'orah and Simshin Chav Ches, we'll see the Maravam Gdal Lach Lamaisel, any Suffolk medicine does not work, you have no right to use on Shabbos. Again, we'll address the question, La Daf will have a good answer then also. Let's put Al Lach Lamaisel. Building upon this halacha about a enough upon a mapayis and a person mafkeach of the gal with three different sveikas over here, come along the rishonim, sorry, the place can bring down the sugya and sanhedrin of ayin beis about a case of a bov machteris, a person that digs underneath the guy's house to go inside his house. The halacha is based upon the pasuk of the Torah that if he's not a father, someone who cares for his son, therefore avade if he'll see the person, he'll try to kill him. Therefore, the halacha is he's kavu ketelu. And therefore, the Lachas Yilad go kill him. Building upon this, says the Gemara, put down by the Rambam and the Pesach over here. Therefore, let's say a person is above Machteris, the building collapses upon him, falls down upon him. The Lach is, you're not going to save him for Shabbos. Why, like I mentioned yesterday, the Klal of when do you save a person for Shabbos? When you have a Gedra to go save him. When his knife is not, we do not save him. We do not have a Pesach of Loisama Adam Re'echa. Therefore, we do not have a Pesach of a Chaybem. The question is, once the building fell upon a person, he's not a roidif anymore, he's stuck there. And therefore, in fact, really, the Meiri and the Sugyo, and afterwards Achiyaz, which Shlomzalman, all the different places can be asked the question, exactly, L'chor, in this situation, L'chor, they're not a roidif anymore. L'chor, he's stuck. L'chor, now you have a getter of regli sol, he's nichling back the getter, not a roidif for Echol. And therefore, you should have a chayb him to go save him. So the Achiyaz wants time that Echlami, you pick up the bricks to go save him. I'll come out and still stab you. Come and get you. You caught a robber. he's afraid, he still wants your money, let's still come to go do it. He points out that's not the lashon of the Paiskim on the page over here. The lashon of the Paiskim on the page is why halacha is not to go save on Shabbos. It's Gavu Ketelehu. The word of Gavu Ketelehu, he's already a dead person. So it's not clear exactly why this halacha. So, Shimon, when he asked the question, he said, Chomazaman told him the answer is why? Because Baruch Hu gave him his Einish this way. This is his part of his Einish. This is how he died. This is how we let him die. Fine. Yishlein. Building upon this idea that a person, when he puts himself in Matzkoch Nefesh, the loch is that we let him die, Gavin Gatelo. The question in general, a person is Ma'avin Atzme Ladas. A person who tries to commit suicide, do you ever write to Michal Shabbos for him? People, unfortunately, like we mentioned yesterday, you can lose a lot of money, and therefore they get emotional stress, and their mamash can't handle it. And therefore, the question is, they try to commit suicide. Do you have a right to go do Michal Shabbos, go help them? So, come along the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lam Zayin, he says, look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Gimel. Gemara discusses, where is the Makor to go save a person? The Gemara said, Lysama Damer Echo. You're drowning the sea, Lysama Damer Echo. In fact, the Gemara, what do you need that Pasuk for? You're a Pasuk Vashivaysai Loi. Hashavah Saveda, you have to return a person's money. And he has to return a person's body back to himself to control himself. Hashavah Saveda. In my answer, the reason why I need Lysama Damar Echa, you know why? For a case where extra tircha costs you money, that's why you need Lysama Damar Echa. Otherwise, the marmok of the Indian of saving a person is really Hashavah Saloi, and Lysama Damar Echa is coming moistive upon that. Building upon that, what's the lack of Hashavah Saveda when a person has the Veda Midas? You do not have to go turn his Veda. So the Gemara is saying very clearly the reason why I have to go save a person l'sama dam recha, it's the same klaus as the Shavuos Aveda. The Gemara cannot find any other sofa l'sama dam recha except you have to go matriach, go pay money for it. Otherwise, it's the same klaus. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if so, in the case of a Shavuos Aveda, Aveda midas, you have no chiva shava. Therefore, there's no l'sama, no Shavuos loy, and then upon Shabbos, you have no right to mechal Shabbos for them.
Even if the person
whatever the klum on the gate of Shavuos Aveda. Whatever the klum on the gate of Shavuos Aveda. I'll give it a dime to. Nah, he's not one crazy. He's a normal person that thought life's not worth it. Similar to this. He committed suicide. He's bleeding to death.
What?
He took razors and he did not do a smart thing, go straight down. Everyone knows he's supposed to go do. He went sideways. This is show everything, right? So he went sideways, and now his veins, are blood are coming out, it goes very slow. If you want to do it, just an eight step, if you want to do it correctly, sideways is much quicker, but then get the whole vein. Fine, he went sideways, step straight down. So now the question now, he's bleeding to death, you have right to Michal Shabbos for him. Shlom Eger, the Shuvah, once said the same way, to be Makil once passing this way. Similar to this case, if once the Klal is like a Shabbos Avedo, let's say a person is a Zokim in the Fikvoidai. Let's say someone's drowning in the sea and Mechaim Kniyashki is 3 in the morning, they run out of his pajamas, Hasnish, those look nice. Does he have a chiyo, or even have a heter, to go save a person drowning in the sea? Is Zokim Menefi Kvaidai? So, first, negate the Kral, Zokim Menefi Kvaidai by Shabbos Avedo. Is it, Nalokha, do you have no chiyo to go to a Shabbos Avedo? Do you have a right to go to do a Shabbos Avedo? Machlok is Rosh, where's the Rambam? We're talking about Nalokha, Machabra, the Ramo. If you have a heter or an osir, that's going to be sad.
We'll get to that.
So come on, Shalom Kugel, the last one again, we'll get a couple of them. And he come along and says the last one in Chosh Mishpat in Sim Tav Chavav, he brings down that since the Gemara is saying, Vashivos Eloi Lashlam Adam Recha, a Zakim Lemfik Vodai, not that she just us to go save a person, he also a person, Lachur, a Zakim Lemfik Vodai, if it's going to go save him, and it's embarrassing for the person, you now go save him, I'll even, there's no head of Kork Nefesh. There's no head of the Sugya over here of a Kork Nefesh. Also. Now, this, Shlom Kugur, when he says it, he does end up Sarchi and Tuva. The Meister of Moshe and Tuva, when he brings it down, Shlom Kugur says he's Tali's cover. The way of Shlom Zamani brings it down, it says, to a Ma'id, the Rashi says, the Shverts, the Yezid says, Mamish, he was a Tmua. Now, this negates this question per se about Zokim Venfi Kvoidai. They point out, really, who you're saying, and Matthias says, that what is the get of Zokim Venfi Kvoidai? So the get is, whatever you do for your own chayfetz, you don't have to, that you have to do for somebody else. Whatever you not do for your own chayfetz, that means you have 10 shekels on the floor, you won't do it because it's not becoming for you. You do not have to go do it for him. But whatever you do for your own chayfetz, if it's $1 million, you go do it. You have to go do it for him. If you're drowning the sea yourself, what would you go do? I assume the Zuck of Eithi Kvada go save himself. That's fascist. Chayfetz Chiv go do that. Therefore, in that cell, the Chor, they point out, the fellow, the Chor, if that's the get is, what do you do for himself if we had to go to save for somebody else? Fine, so that Shalom Kuzal value did not pass him like. In the same Tshuva of Liashim and Shalom and Moshe, Kamal Binyan also this Minchas Chanuch. Same Tshuva. And I want to discuss also, once you have this cloud that's building upon, like Samadam Rechav, Shavos Eloi, the forget of Ma'av Akhm Ladas, it's a Veda Midas over here. So again, the Moshe says, Avada Bloy Pikpik is not so. Shlom Zalman and others say, Avada, we do not pass him like this. They want Tanya, first of all, maybe the case of Ma'av Akhm Ladas, maybe the case he wasn't a Psheil. We can say maybe he went crazy that moment. Maybe right now he's doing tshuva. Kiddua, everyone knows that when a person really is commits suicide, he's really crying out for help. And therefore, they not really think they're really killing themselves. Just people see they're trying to kill themselves and they really want help out of it. But well, they point out that you have no. The whole hetter that's Aveda Midas. Your body and your neshama, the Gemara Chayvel says, is not yours to even have a right to make a Veda. I'm doing a Veda Midas on your Veda, because Baruch Hu is a Chayvitz. I have no right to go do that. I can't take your Chayvitz and destroy your Chayvitz. I have Chay for that. So you don't even have the head of Veda Midas that time, because not even my Chayvitz have a right to go destroy. Therefore, since I have no right to go do that, a Bada person will have a Chayv to go save a person this way on Shabbos. Again, it comes along, the place comes out very clearly, everyone says it very clearly, someone who's Ma'av Akhmedas charged with suicide, Avada, we are Michal Shabbos again, with Liazel, Liashiv, Bionim, Nashakloin, all this, Avada, we do care about them. To be Mamshech, Sivdal, the Gemara goes on further, and it says, when a person is Motzah Chai, Motzah Meis, what's the Locha? That a Gal falls up a person, not sure Chai Meis, you find him Chai, the Locha is, then Mephakech is a Gal. Then we take off the whole entire building. The Gemara, of course, you find Mechai, of course, take over the whole entire building. Shito. And we're asked to come to tell you the sugya of Mechai Shah. Mechai Shah. That means you have a pasuk of Mechai Behem. Come and go tell you, even though you love Dafki, you'll live for next, further on. You only live for another 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, who cares? The Lokhiz of Mechai Shah, Mechal Shabbos. And the Gemara goes on saying what defines that we know a person is alive when you have a gallop on top of him. What do we check? Do we check his, a lot of mice we pass, we check his nose, see if he's breathing. The Swam is saying, Shlomo Zalman writes, a lot of his man is there, we do not go what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Today, with Chalil Lismach upon that, a lot of we have other ways of checking and making sure, and other electronic devices that can make help out a person even when they're very shvach, and therefore we do not follow these Shlomo. We go after whatever is assumed as man is there to defining what death is. Now, what death is in common coming way? The building upon this, once you have this building falling on top of a person, Sefei brings down, again the Gemara discusses when you have a case of people on the building fell, people on top of the building, the Maestro passed away. Even the people underneath still Mefakech Zagal, because the Maestro is not a Chloriah, people underneath cannot survive, buildings can do it, can fall different ways. Twin Towers, they found a couple of people underneath it, depends really exactly how the things collapse. And therefore, Mefakech Zagal, whether they'll learn about Maestro, even to go find the Daktoinen. From Sivov to Sivtes, really not put down the sugya numerous. Now it's a sugya over here in Erevim, Dafamei. Sivov is designed discussing a case where a goyim are coming to put a siege on the city of Yisraelim. The Gemara is very clear. It says it depends where they're coming from. Coming for the end of money. You have no right to Mechal Shabbos. Coming to tell the sugya in the Foshes. You have a chiv to go Mechal Shabbos. The case of a sephara and a border. Also, we assume they're coming to the Foshes. Avadu, a person in Mechal Shabbos. Maisa, the mob brings down, the mechab brings down, the yeshayimim, that bezman azeh, goyim will always come from the fashas, that they have opportunity to go kill you, otherwise they would kill you, and therefore bezman azeh, they want to tie will always nichel together from the fashas, and the mola maisa ends off, hakol of inyan. Vlad is not always, you have to judge each time, that means we have the Gemara, we have the Chumas and Deshin, letting points, maisa, the mola, third thing, hakol of inyan. Come on to the place, can we say, when this person is coming for a moment, what to go do? So first, the Mogav Ram brings down, if it's a Yochid, let him take your money. Don't stand in front of him, let him go take it. The Shmuel brings down, the Maestro, let him go take it. The Chayim do ask, what's the difference between the case of Bob Machteres? Over there we're assuming he's a Raidiv, he's coming to go take your life. Therefore the Numas HaChayim deal what the Chilikin case over here is, and therefore they have a Bayah, why is that so? L'maisa, in the case of a rabbin, avada, a person has a right to mechal Shabbos. This a maisa that happened in Hanover 4 years ago. The Arabs came with a truck 2 a.m. on Chol Shulzin. They went over to a store, I think it was a hardware store. They wanted to break into it, so they came with a truck. They took rope to the truck to the gates and barred off the store. And my neighbor was there watching it, another 50 kids there were watching it. Oh, watch how the Arabs destroy the store. Were there for half hour, looted the place, and they were all just enjoying it. A good show to go watch. Friday night, 2 a.m, watching them to go happen. So the question was, mice, no one called the police, no one called anything, and we just sat there and enjoyed the good entertainment they had. The shall is that the correct and hugging of what to go do? You should go, mice, go call the police. So after that, next week, all the shulman got together, signed a letter, whether it's about Yosef, whether it's about Sturmbuch, whether it's about Reuben. All the shuls got together, all signed the vada, we call the police. Why? Because first of all, one question is, does a bala boss have a right to stand up to them and try to get them away? They destroy the store, hundreds of thousands of dollars got taken away. The person have a right to try to stop them. Because if you try to stop them, then they can start, they came with that bats and they saw in the car, they were going to fight back. They ended up around in front of all the kids at risk, they're sitting there watching it. They did in front of everybody. They saw everyone watching them. They were going to stand up to them. Do you have a right now to go start with them? Then they're going to be a raidif, and then you have a right to go kill them. So the Maisa, from Zaman as a tshuva, and brought down Shemir Shabbos, he wants to know, we see no marmok, and the person has no right to go stand up for his money. You can. You can. The swam, you can say you have a right to stand up for your money. Okay. Now, as a being, he's a raidif, now you have a right to go kill him.
Can I get Mogar Rabbi
Mishra? No, it says by Yochid, he advised you, this is what to go do.
Advised? He said, you know, it says,
he says, Yaniyah, let him go take, let him, he says, let him take your money.
Right,
yes, let him.
Don't stand up to him.
But that's by Yochid, by Rabban.
But he's the Yochid, the Baal Basra, the Yochid.
No, first. Second of all, it's shocking that none of these guys want to be governors and start shepherding them. There's tons of people there. All of them have a right really to stand up. All of them really could. For me, I was surprised none of them did. My neighbor, he's a guy, he thinks, he's enjoying it, just sitting there watching with all his friends. Or some guys are taking pictures, whatever, they're enjoying it. Fine. Kids at risk, whatever. It was that was a Friday night entertainment. You know, instead of watching it, things they watch it live, instead of watching it on something else. Lie there. So, Maisa, therefore, come along, they signed in an oath, Maisa down in an oath, they have Shmuel, they have a guy driving around the whole time. This reason, Maisa, all them signed Avada, we call. Avada. Maisa, it could be a Chash Kork, Nevish. That means anytime someone, that was a store, but Gavada Shemir Shabbat sounds like a store might be different than a house. But the case of houses, also I know for a while, I had a problem with houses. Every weekend on the house was being broken into. Some of the neighbors heard about it, they didn't want to call the police, they didn't want to do anything about it. Maisa, the lock is clear, the Maisa, you call. In a house for sure, stores the Chodim Atana also, that's the Yishlod of Shiloh. Levada, if they're breaking the houses, you hear something, you call. First, you never know what's going on in the house. And then the mice of these guys can be Chashat Kork Nevesh, Shashroch, you stop them. They come one time, they'll come again. There was, again, for I don't know, half a couple of months, so they put up signs, and therefore, you call the police, they stop coming. Can lead to matzim. What? Yeah, you call. These things can lead, and they will lead.
Even if you don't
know if
there's anybody in
the house. Yeah, Shashroch, yeah. Yeah, Maisa. That's the correct Hanhogo, what a person should go to. Now, Sivchas discussing, we have a boat over here drowning on our shatav, where Yochid, who weren't there, honest. Lock is, you have a mitzvah to not seal them. That means the lock is loved up going to get to cases of buildings. Come on, the Shulchan Aruch says, all cases, you have to go save them. Now, come on, the Mishmuan decides, brings down a side point, which really the lock is simply talk above in Chosh Mishpat. A question of putting yourself to save a person in Mokhm of Sakana. Could I put myself into a burning building to go save a person when I'm putting myself in the matzav of Sakono? I'm going to save him. I might save him. I should save him. I'm putting myself in Mokhm of Sakono. So again, there's a basis in the back, brings down the Yishalmi, that I've said the person has a chiyuv to put himself in Mokhm of Sakono to go save somebody else. I've said, Hashem, we have the Beshua Paskins, like the other Gedolei HaKohanim, Yom Kodem, Betzim Isseveheter, and Advaz, others. His words are, you're not mechuy to go put yourself in Mokhm of Sakono. And only that, even Savak Sakono also is order of a person not to put himself in that Mokhm of Sakono over here. Now, there is a Shiloh, what's the Machlaikis? Is the Machlaikis a chiyuv, no chiyuv? Which again, we Paskin, the command all the Paskin world, that is no chiyuv. But the question now, are you allowed to? So where's the Mishnah Berurah sound like you're not mechuyev? Odif. Well, it sounds like Ma'is Yelatu. I'm not saying it's also here. Void the Vozim himself, he points out, he says, you want to find out, even though they get to a chashash ruachok, it's nichle get of koch nefesh, but let's say if you, to one of the buildings, a chashash ruachok, him is a vat of koch nefesh, what's the time that's not the Yisrael of the Machlik still here? You know you can get out, no problem. There's a chance maybe you won't get out. So you, it's 1 in 1,000, you won't get out. So that usually is a get of koch nefesh. The get to this Machlik still here, you want to know. You can save a person for sure, the baby in the crib can get out. You, 1 in 1,000 vat you run in, and then you want time that everyone agrees, yeah, but did of. To the chayvem to go say the person chashash ruach what? Sorry. Yeah, pashim ruach. Then we're not worried about miyat zakonah when he's a vaday. That means the whole when the savik versus the vaday, we're worried about savik. With the miyat zakonah, then the vaday wins out over here. Also building upon this, let's say a person stamazoy puts himself in a matzav of savik zakonah without a mokum of. Without stam, now he ran to fire. Stam, he puts up matzav zakono. Similar to the case of ma'av asim ledas, but not that reason. Stam is he puts up matzav zakono. Do you have a right to go save him? We should not turn when he did. He put himself in a mokum of danger. So we discussed this one time in the sugya of Muksan. The Ken Kamlum Shalom Kluger, another one over here. He discussed this at the beginning of our simon. He said, "Lachor, once you put yourself in matzav of zakono, you have now let's save him on Shabbos. You cause it to happen yourself. You're responsible for your actions, and you cannot be Mechal and Shabbos." Is my Mokum being down for the Sugya Moksadaf Hey, the Mishnah, the Gemara over there being down. Can you metato Shagar b'Chanukah? Can you metato personal lit Chanukah areas outside Erev Shabbos? Then came along the Chavre and they see it, and says Rashi, you be a Mokum of Sakono, and the Chavre are gonna kill you for seeing the Chanukah areas outside. Come along the Gemara, the Gemara wants to know, can you move your Chanukah areas inside of Muksan Shabbos? So the Gemara, you're allowed to, you know why? Kedai Lismach Roshimin B'Shat Zadchat. Was Semicha Moshimin that there is no muksa, and you allow to move the nearest inside. In fact, Rishon Kluger, why say that for? Koch nefesh, that's why move it inside. If you didn't have Rav Shimon, with Semicha upon the get the sugya muksa, that does not hold a muksa. Otherwise, it sounds like you cannot move it inside. Why is that so? Rishon Kluger comes along, and the one time that's pshan among Rabbam, Rishayin test. The law is you have no right to mechal Shabbos if a person puts himself in that matziv. Sound like again the same concept of Ma'av Asim Ladas. You might say numerous rayas that go back and forth upon this question over here, is that so or not? And again, Moshe and Shlom Zalman and Biashiv, others, again, according to the same Shubas over there, discuss this point, and Moshe writes, who borrows, not the way. But always, when you learn the Sugin Reishain test, we saw the Mishnah moving down the same exact Sugil, according to the Pimagodim, to Shabbos El Rabbah, it's not Pshat Sakono. Rashi says the word Sakono does not mean Koch Nefesh. The word Sakono, the Gemara means Mitzad Moni or Hezek, and therefore Mitzad Sakono, then they list work upon him Shimon Bishaz and Chak. When Koch Nefesh Mamish, Pasha of the Mishnah Berurah of the Paiskim, is not the way. The Vada person has the right to go Bechal Shabbat, Kosoi, we have a Pasuk of V'chai Behem. Last Sif is the Gemara in Eivin Afim Hei. The Gemara says, Kolo Yitzin Lahatzel Chizel M'chaymam. Anyone goes out to be Matzel, you go back to his place. Now, the question really is two different questions. One, a doctor that goes the hospital goes to save a person out of Koch Nefesh. Can he go drive back with his own car to go back to Shabbos meal? The Svar, why? The Gemara is saying you can, once a person goes out of his Mokhlev, out of the Tchum, you have a right to go back. The Tiyu Seifam Mishum Tchilosan. If a person knew he would not be able to go back, he won't leave. And therefore, Mitzan, to get him Koch Nefesh, that would happen at the beginning, therefore, we're Matki Surim at the end. So the question is number one, to get to a doctor, and number two, to get to an ambulance at Solo. Two different cases over here. Now, Pasha is the same sugya, except the Mepharshim, let's say Vosna, then Machal the two sugya. The main question over here is this halacha that we're saying a person when he went out with Matir, Sayyid Mushum Tchilosan, what malacha are we discussing? Are we discussing a malacha de Rabbanon or malacha de Raisa? Chumim, of Pai Mama, is a case of Rabbanon. Given Parsois, Achleik Kiva and others, Rabbanon de Raisa. Over here, it does not sound like we do not know we're discussing a case of Chash Teraisa, or maybe Dafki Rabbanon. There was a Sharkis Svaro to say that Chacham with the Heter of Hetiru Seif Mishum Tchilosam can only be Matter Rabbanon. Chacham would say, we did not put out the Rabbanon over here. Matter Teraisa? How can we chai them after the person saying Mati Sum after it happened? How can you do that? Atal Sheni? No, Seif. The Maestro, there's only way to the next time. for it to go happen again. And you can be mad to this act of a koch nefesh, the act of chilul Shabbos, so next time will not lead to act of a koch nefesh. So they get to the doctor, they bring down the chadnish, or because Rabbeinu held mikadin, they have a right to go back in the car. And you do a moshe tshuva, and archaim chalitalis, and pay, bring down, a doctor goes back, and also mikadin, is that way, chadshani, so the mice have a right to, even by cases of the raiso. I mean, in the gate of the body can, that's clear, that's what's said over here. They pass even the rabbon. Atzad Hasheni, again, come along with Shlomo Kluger, he wants to over here, avada. Why is that so? Chas v'shalom, only by case of the rabbon, not case of the raises. And therefore, it's Eliezer, Eliashim, and the Shemir Shabbos, and Shlomo, and Reis for him, come along with Taino, at least in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shlomo, others in Taino, you have no heter for a doctor to go back. First, Reverk was passing, the Maestro did not let Yisrael to go do a block of the raiso. Only let them go do Amlach Drabbanon. Shaila, let's get to doctors. Now, usually, again, in this country, it's very easy to go find a guy, and therefore, a guy might just go drives you back. One again is the case of an ambulance at Solo. At Solo is not always simple to get at Solo. You have going to drive that Solo's, if you want them to drive that Solo's, what to go do. So, the same Chuva Kamala Moshe says the same aside. There should be no difference between a doctor and at Solo. And the Moshe says that there could be Matthew to go drive back after the pool that you did. Why? It's not the future, the case of the future over here. And it's interesting that over here comes over Berkowitz, he switches, said by Dr. Machmer, imagine him an ambulance to be Mekel over here. He switched the other way around. He said by Dr. can be Mekel, but not by ambulance. Why? Because to have Shabbos every single Shabbos constantly over and over to Mechal and Shabbos, that makes the Shabbos into a Bachel, like a thing. Nasa, Keteva, and the body should be Machmer and only get a guy over here. Switching around. He's right. I said he switched from ways. He writes Kane a Minik. I mean, that's far, but that's the mice of the Minik. It could be that the difference when the Atzol is different than the doctor. The mice of Shlomo Zalman, when he is asked a question, it's interesting, it's worked down to Shulchan Shlomo by Austin the Simon. He said that people in Harnof, when they open up the Shkuna, they want to know what exactly go do. And Harnof the mice, he said, to be Machmer, therefore, less in the case of a Shkiach, that means he says, if in the case, let's say, it's the beginning of Shabbat, they'll come back. Or waste time to go get the next person, so that then you come back for the next person. But let's say it's the end of Shabbos, or it's not Shchiach, then he said, the Vada, you have to mark, well, let's go get a guy. Mice in the way it's set up now, and I know if Mice is it's an Arab. They have Arabs at the heart of Shabbos, it's driven by Arabs, now that's the Salas. What? Yeah, that, yeah. We'll see. We'll get there when we get to Shinchokas a few days. Well, Mice, the way I would set up right now is Mice, they have going for that reason. And again, it's a big tumult. The mice of what to do practically against only Psak the Rot go to Paskin, Kidua in America, and newest places are Semich Pana Moisho, Kwaru is Lokin, Gamma, those one try to be Mach in America, and the Flatbush, other places because there are Pana Moisho, as the future, as Asheni, Nerd Sol, come on all places of Bikur Machmer, not to go use a Yid, unless it has a head to Mitzad Shchiach, otherwise, the very Machmer, make sure you go get a guy over here. My mentorship on Wednesday will be Mamshuk the Sugyo of Yolanda Simon Shin Lamed.